Good morning. You made it to a Friday morning. We're with our Alan Schar Talk. And $310,429 in that lockbox. WAMC.org is how to help us out.
Well, David, you know, I'm not sleeping too good. People don't believe it, but I worry about this. I worry that at some point people will turn their backs and say, okay, let somebody else do it, or I don't want to do it. Yesterday, I got a note from somebody who just didn't like the fact that we were raising money right now. And I looked her up. Guess what? So all I got to say is there are good people in this world. There really are. There are people who really do care about WAMC. And so many of them have already put money into the lockbox. And I can only tell you that I do love and appreciate everybody who has done something and will do something to keep it whole. And when people turn their backs, I don't have to tell you, if they don't vote in elections, you see what you get. We've seen it again and again. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's our station. We all made it. We all come to it. Anything you can do, whether it's $5 or whether it's $1,000, anything you can do. We can't be stopped if everybody does something, if everybody votes. WAMC.org. That's WAMC.org.
All right. Well, let's go on to the news of the day, Alan, and start with this statement by President Donald Trump yesterday. I'm an extremely stable genius, and Pelosi, that's Nancy Pelosi, who he's now calling Crazy Nancy, is a mess. After Nancy Pelosi called him villainous and demanded his family stage an intervention, he also has taken to calling Chuck Schumer Crying Chuck. This has devolved into quite a fight.
It's not good for the country. When we have a leader who acts in ways in which we have seen in the past, in which basically people beat their chests in foreign countries and lead us into wars and say things like, I'm an extremely stable genius, connoting exactly the opposite. It's not good for the country. And that is something that we as Americans have to worry about. It's one thing to have a leader who is elected by less than the person that they ran against. If that happened in a banana republic, we would be saying, isn't that disgusting? The real winner lost. In this country, you see what you get when that kind of thing happens. It's an aberration of history. There's no question about it. But now, a guy who stands up there and starts to call these terrible names to everybody and creates an impression around the world that we are out of control. It is not good for the country. It's not good for the stability of the country, for the dollar, which is the universal symbol of strength. It's bad news. And if he's willing to do this kind of thing, what is he not willing to do?
Ireland Department of Justice has indicted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under the Espionage Act. From the New York Times, he faces 17 counts in the superseding indictment over his role in obtaining and publishing the classified military and diplomatic documents back in 2010. As the Times says, this move raises profound First Amendment issues on protections for journalists.
That's right, David. The Times is saying, and it's fascinating. Look, he's done what we do all the time, basically. We take material that is not supposed to be released, and we release it. Obama, by the way, didn't want to do it. He was no fan of Chelsea Manning. He was no fan of Assange. And yet he knew what the First Amendment meant in this country. The Times is clearly worried, because if you can take Assange and you can accuse him of printing government secrets, then you could do that with anybody. Hey, David, there isn't a day we don't hear on the BBC that some journalist has been put into jail for doing exactly that, disclosing state secrets. And so the Times is obviously worried, and I'm worried along with them. One doesn't have to go too far to think that Julian Assange may have his issues. Nevertheless, there is a basic principle of the First Amendment here, and we better be looking at it very, very carefully. And I hope our federal judges will, too.
You mentioned the BBC. Makes me think of the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, and word coming on a number of networks this morning, breaking news that this is the day she's expected to announce her resignation.
Well, I don't believe she's still standing politically, of course. The problem is that when Theresa May leaves, and she will, what's next? Who is going to be able to solve this basically unsolvable problem? What are they going to put up? How is Brexit going to be resolved? The last thing she tried was, okay, let's see what happens if we offer another election. And the parliament wasn't ready for that either. So there doesn't seem to be a way out. Sure, you can kick her out, but what happens next?
Finally, Alan, Richie Neal, someone you talk to regularly for the Congressional Corner, of course, chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, said he plans to take the Trump administration to court to enforce a subpoena and a legal request to review the president's tax returns.
hey, David, it's all going up to the Supreme Court. The democratic nature of this country, our Republican form of government, will be tested when 9 judges put their minds to whether or not the President of the United States is above the law, whether or not subpoenas stick. Now, I'm pretty well willing to bet on what will happen with people like Clarence Thomas and some of the others. They will slavishly do whatever the president wants them to, because that's the nature of who they are. But somebody like John Roberts, appointed by a Republican, who will have to stand up and convince enough people on that court that the rule of law applies to the president as well as everybody else. If he's not willing to do that, if he can't get a majority with him of the court, this country is on a downward slide which it may never, ever recover from.
In order to keep the news coming to you so that you can make those decisions, we need our station to survive. WAMC.org. Hey, you can even put something in the lockbox and sign up to volunteer. See how it's done on the other side.
I sure would like to sleep at night, and I hope that I can, and I hope that you'll all be with us as we make this station what it has always been, a place you can come to and depend on.
Thank you, Alan, and all for what you do.
And thank you, David, for your good words.